Howdy, folks. If you're right, argue like a man. If you're wrong, argue like a woman. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time. And I haven't any figures to prove it, but I'll bet that if there's one thing on earth that almost everybody's scared of, it's mushrooms. At the very thought of picking a mess of mushrooms and then eating them, most of us, oh boy. Mushrooms, they look so innocent, so soft, so inviting, and there's really nothing to be afraid of. Nothing except toadstools. I read a piece a long time ago by Stephen Laycock, the Canadian humorist, who was a brave man. I mean, you have to be brave to be a humorist. But he loved mushrooms, but he was afraid to eat them. He'd go into the woods and get a basket full and just drool over the prospect of sautéed mushrooms for dinner. And on his way home, he would begin to have doubts. And so when he got back to town, he'd give the basket of mushrooms to the first acquaintance he met. He figured they wouldn't eat them either, unless maybe they knew for sure. And what happened as soon as he was out of sight, the person he gave the mushrooms to, they would give them to somebody else and so on till finally one person would toss the whole mess into a garbage can. The only way I can tell the difference between mushrooms and toadstools is to eat them. And if they're really mushrooms, you can't enjoy them, figuring maybe they're toadstools. And if they're toadstools, bon voyage. I found out that mushrooms are actually 89% water. So what I do now, I gather a mess of mushrooms and then drink a couple of glasses of water and throw the things away. And now, here's Marion Morgan to tell us it's a lovely day today.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And to hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two. For I'd really like to say, it's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying, it's a lovely, it's a lovely day.
That's a lovely song, too, Marion. Thank you. You know, this year marks the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Arthur Conan Doyle, the writer, you know, who gave us Sherlock Holmes, the greatest detective of them all. They say Holmes got his last name from the American essayist Oliver Wendell Holmes, and he is named Sherlock after a German barber. So you can see how they invented the name there. I'm always dreaming up little inventions myself. Right now I'm noodling out a little thing. It's a little suction scoop that'll take all the gravy off of the meat in the restaurant and put it on the mashed potatoes where it belongs. You may still need to chew double mint gum after the meal, though, to aid your digestion, you know. Especially if you eat in a hurry. But do that after every meal anyhow. At home or away, you chew a healthful double mint as an aid to digestion and to balance off rush and hurry with that smooth, relaxing chewing. Say, Jack, can you and the quartet give us a song about now?
Sure can, Pat. I can't give you anything but love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Come on, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness.
And I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I want to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth never will sell, pretty baby. So until that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
That was as nice a bunch of tight wads as I ever listened to there. Thank you, boys. Now, everybody relax here and refresh yourselves with some delicious double mint gum, because it's Buttram bonus time. Our Buttram bonus today is something every automobile driver will understand. Why does it always have to happen to me? You know what I mean, you fellow car owners. All the unpleasantness that can happen on the road seems always to pick us out personally to happen to. If there's one concrete mixer anywhere within 100 miles, it'll be clunking along a narrow road right in front of you, with the cement a-sloshing in it there. Not only does it slow you down, it makes so much racket you can't even hear your own radio. And then, you know, there's the truck with a 50-foot length of pipe hanging out behind, with a little red flag wrapped at the end of it to warn you. And this truck usually clips along about 55 miles an hour, with this one miserable length of pipe sticking out. It's difficult to pass, and who likes to drive for an hour or so with a piece of pipe waving a red flag at him? And then I always get behind a big truck that has signs all over it that says, "Danger, high explosives." Any of you drivers will say the same thing. Why does it always happen to me? Then there's the car that gets right behind you and keeps so close on your taillight you can almost feel his hot breath on your neck. And he won't pass and he won't drop back. Just stays there like a gun in your back. Why do they always pick on me? If there's one motorcycle in the county, it always pops out of a side road just as I pass. So naturally, I slow down to about, 20 or 30 miles an hour. And this motorcyclist, he stays about 50 feet behind me at the same speed. And then about an hour later, I reach my destination, pull up at the curb, and the motorcyclist cruises calmly by. It wasn't a cop at all. Why does it always happen to me? Why does it always happen that when I approach a railroad crossing, the gates go down? The bell ding-dong, gling-long, red light flashes. And it couldn't be a little switch engine, no. Has to be a freight train with about 60 boxcars. And then just as a caboose goes by, the engine of a train going in the other direction comes along. And that train has about 65 freight cars. So finally, I get the go-ahead, and my motor stalls. And then the 50 cars behind me start tooting their horns. Why does it always happen to me? I don't know. You got a song now, Bill Kennedy?
A Rodgers and Hammerstein song, Pat, If I Loved You.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say all I'd want you to know. Golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me, off you would go in the mist of day. Never, never.
I wish we had time for you to do it all over again, Bill. But like the prisoners said when they were turned loose, our time's up. We'll say so long until next time. Meanwhile, now for a final word here about driving. Drive relaxed this summer. I mean, you chew satisfying double mint gum. That smooth chewing helps ease tension, helps pass the time pleasantly. Keep some handy in your pocket and in the car. Refreshing, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Now, this is Pat Buttram reporting that my vegetable garden, it's a real jewel. 14 carrots. Goodbye now.
Monday through Friday, Answer Please has the answers on the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX Radio.